Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Somalia's government has called an emergency cabinet meeting after the breakaway region of Somaliland announced that it had struck a deal with Ethiopia. As part of the accord signed in Addis Ababa, Somaliland said it would grant landlocked Ethiopia access to the Red Sea in return for recognition of its independence. No country has recognised Somaliland since it broke away 3 decades ago. Abiy Ahmed is the Prime Minister of Ethiopia.
This will be the starting point for our cooperation with the brotherly people of Somaliland to ensure our common security. As we've repeatedly stated, we don't wish to use force on anyone. Rather, we will use what we have cooperatively. Now, this is good news, and it's the good news that we bring to all the people of Ethiopia, Somaliland, and the peace-loving people on this first day of the new year.
The Supreme Court of Israel has struck down judicial reforms that were a centrepiece of Benjamin Netanyahu's agenda in government. The legislation limited the court's powers to overturn government decisions that it judged to be unconstitutional. The reforms led to months of mass demonstrations by opponents who said they would prevent the proper oversight of government. Jordana Miller is a reporter for ABC News in Jerusalem.
In a ruling of 8-7, the Supreme Court said that removing the reasonableness clause, which was at the base of this decision, really caused damage to Israel's character as a democracy, that it harmed the separation of powers and the rule of law, and it could open the door to corruption and a lot of other problems, also with individual rights, etc. And so the court, in a really unprecedented step, struck down a basic law.
The governor of the Bank of Israel, Amir Yaron, has said the cost of the Israeli military campaign in Gaza and the loss of national income are expected to reach as much as $60 billion. The bank said it expected the Israeli economy to shrink by 2% this quarter, with hundreds of thousands of workers displaced by the war. Thousands of people in Japan have spent the night in evacuation centres following a powerful earthquake on Monday in Ishikawa Prefecture. There have been more than 100 aftershocks. Officials say 6 people are confirmed to have been killed. An unknown number of people are trapped beneath the rubble in several towns. The BBC's Shuranjana Tiwari has more detail from Japan.
Officials do say that there could be more quakes and more tremors in the coming days. Now, there are already reports of major damage. Tens of thousands of homes are still without power, and that could be a problem because some of the affected areas are near freezing overnight. Japan's vast transport network has also been affected by those power cuts.
Suranjana Tiwari reporting. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Pope Francis has condemned the recent arrests of Roman Catholic priests and bishops in Nicaragua. At least 14 members of the clergy have been detained in the past 2 weeks. The motive is not clear, but it's believed they irritated the authorities by mentioning the name of a detained bishop during their end-of-year sermons. President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed suggestions that Russia is winning the war against Ukraine. In an interview, he said it was a mere feeling. He pointed out that Russia continued to suffer huge losses on the battlefield. Mr. Zelensky acknowledged that Ukraine's counteroffensive in the middle of last year had not progressed as fast as its allies had hoped, but he rejected any Russian call for talks. The transitional president of Chad has appointed one of his leading opponents as prime minister. General Mahamat Idriss Deby has appointed the opposition leader Sukse Mesra a week after people in Chad voted in a referendum to adopt a new constitution. The document is intended to smooth the transition to civilian rule from the military junta, which seized power 3 years ago. The renowned photographer who captured the struggles of black South Africans under apartheid, Peter Magubane, has died. He was 91. Mr. Magubane was credited with capturing the violence and horror of racial oppression. Wazir Hamzin reports.
Peter Magubane started work as a driver at Drum magazine in the 1950s. He went on to become one of the few black photographers covering the key events of decades of repression, from the Sharpeville massacre in 1960 and the trial of Nelson Mandela several years later to the Soweto uprising in the 1970s. He was appointed official photographer to Nelson Mandela after the anti-apartheid leader was released from prison in 1990, capturing his joy while dancing at a birthday party months later. The South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Peter Magubane had fought for freedom through his work.
Wazir Khamzin, BBC News.